Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III, experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.
Luke 17, verse 11 through 19 says, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and cried out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?' Then he said to him, 'Arise and go. Your faith has made you whole.'" Well, I want to talk from this thought today. I understood the assignment. I understood the assignment. Spiritual warfare series, spiritual warfare focus. It's very important because we all are in spiritual warfare.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And it's amazing to me as believers how we are all in spiritual warfare, but believers are the only one that categorizes the fights that we see other people in. We are professionals at diagnosing other people's issues. If I were you, or it could never be me, I don't know what I'd do if. But God has a crazy way of breaking us down to the common denominator. Because no matter what, I got this principle when I went to the hospital. And what I realized is, y'all, is that no matter the ailment or the illness, when you go to the emergency room, you all end up in the same room. Even if you go to a trauma center, they just put you in a different area of the same room. I don't understand why we get in stuff and then try to divide ourselves by celebrating. I'm hurting, but I'm not hurting how they hurting. Then we have habitual herders. They're in the emergency room, but their problems have only manifested in their head. Because the stuff they really need to be diagnosed with, they don't want to deal with. So they like being sick for the attention, but don't want to be delivered because it'll cause discomfort. They have become, one of my favorite phrases, they have become addicted to conviction, but allergic to conversion. Addicted to conviction. Beat me up, but I'm not going to change. Cry. Lay out. Confess their sins. But get up and leave the same way they came. This is amazing to me because when we meet these people in the text, it's a lot we find out about them, but it's a lot that we don't. We don't know their background. Don't know who followed the life and ministry of Jesus and who had never heard of him. We don't know if they were Jew or Gentile. We don't know if they had families or loved ones, possibly if they were from the same region or not. We don't, watch this, y'all. We know their illness, but we don't get an understanding of how severe or what stage their illness they were in. All we know is that there were 10 and they all had the same issue. And they had been gathered by people who didn't have their issue and kept at a distance to keep it from being shared. They would put them in a group far off to keep them, watch this, y'all, from getting other folks sick. Because we can see what's wrong with you. I wish I had time to talk about how we spend so much time trying to keep people away from us that their issues can be seen while accepting people that have issues that might not be able to be seen, and you've okayed their issue. You've okayed their issue because they look like they are right. But the reality is what's wrong with them is stronger than what's wrong with me. At least you can see something wrong with me. Want somebody around me. Me and my wife were talking about this the other day. I said, I don't want my kids around somebody that I don't even know don't like me. I got to get out of here, y'all. The issue with this illness is that it starts on the outside and then works its way on the inside. And so the problem is that your eyes start getting weak. Somebody's eyes was good enough to see and identify. That's Jesus. The issues had been adding up, but somebody said, that's him, y'all. If there's a healer in the room, I think we got our time. We pause, take some liberty with the text, and talk to the people in the room that's afraid to cry out. There is no other trip that Jesus makes to Jerusalem after Luke 17. So if you don't get it this time, you not, anybody understand? The old saints had a song said, this may be the last time. I don't know. And the problem is that we've taken for granted our not crying out. And we've become comfortable with our lack of cry. And we leave the way we came because we didn't put anything on the table. Not only do we see that they saw him from a distance, but the other thing that I see in this text, can I walk y'all through this before I get to my points? I promise you I won't be here long. The other thing that we see is that when you're at your point and when you're at your lowest point, he always shows up. come here, disciples. You in the boat. Storm arises. He puts you in the boat. He goes one way. Y'all go the other way. And a storm arises. And at the darkest time of the night, you see a ghost walking on water. Somebody says, Jesus. Peter says, bid me to come to you because it's dangerous on this boat. I got to be safe out there with you. Because Peter understood something that we don't understand is that I'd rather be with you on the water than in this boat. Right when you need him the most is right when he shows up. I didn't make it up, y'all. It's right here in the text. It says that there was 10 lepers. He was going into the village and 10 lepers met him, stood at a distance and cried out, Lord, in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity. Yes. 10 lepers. Three things. I'm going to get you out of this way. I understood the assignment. The first thing we see in this text is the collective cry. All right. This cry is kind of crazy because it's a shared condition. They all had leprosy. Right. But it's also synchronized calling. They didn't cry out for themselves. Mm-mm. They didn't have any individual elevations, because you have to understand that leprosy, one of the first things that attacks is your voice. I'm realizing now why we have a praise problem in church, because you don't understand that our praise cannot just be personal, because personal praise can be done at your house. My personal praise can be done at the house. And praise does start off personally. Because if your praise is personal and it's done at the house, then when you get with other people, you just put into practice what you did at the house. And some of y'all struggle because your praise is out of shape. That's what it is. Your praise is out of shape. Because you hadn't been working your praise muscle. That's why you stood up when Sister Mel was up and got full. You was good. Then First Lady came and you said, "Whew, I'ma just sit down." Your praise muscles was weak. And then here I come. Well, they should be tired. No, baby, you ought to have enough in you that built up inside of you that you could have still been running the gambit. I can cry out by myself. I grew up Baptist. I grew up real Baptist, not Pentecostal Baptist, but I grew up Baptist. I grew up missionary Baptist. Y'all don't talk to me. I grew up not Pentecostal Baptist. I grew up missionary Baptist. Y'all don't talk. Yeah, staunch Baptist. I'm silk stocking Baptist. You know, they shouted. It seemed like the Holy Ghost just took out a whole row. Because he didn't have to come in the room. He had to take over for somebody to shout. Y'all don't talk to me. And the problem with that was that praise, it became aggressive because it took over you. But when you planned your praise before you even left home, you knew who. See, when I first got over to the Pentecostal church, the Church of God in Christ, they would do stuff, and they would tell you when you sat on certain rows, don't sit right there, cause she gonna shout. And I've always been a professional people watcher. And so I would see some of the older women in church. And when they would sit down and they would start singing songs, they would take their shoes off. Put their purse. Now the purse been sitting on their hip the whole time. Now they pushing it up against the back of the pew. Before they even stood up to say amen, they knew I'm going out. Might not want me to say nothing. Because our collective cry. I didn't need you to say much. I just needed you to understand. I came here to cry. I refuse to leave how I came. I don't care if you like it or not. Do you understand that there's never in this text any understanding or conversation with anybody that's not a part of the 10? I didn't come here for you. And if you came here expecting something besides a collective cry, you crazy. What are you talking about? Everything gonna be all right. No, it's not. Not if I don't get Jesus. It's what happens naturally. It's what happens spiritually. It's like going to the barbershop to sit there and hold conversation, getting up and leaving. It's like going to the restaurant, talking to the hostess, then turn around, get in your car and leave. It's like going to the grocery store, walking the aisles, and don't never pick up no groceries. It's like going to the doctor for your annual checkup, and if he say what's going on, everything's all right. It's like going to the counselor in line. The problem is with most of us is we come to church and leave our issues at home. So you come and feel better, but leave out of here leaving the same way you came in. Oh, I felt the word pop up in me. I'd be doggone if I'm going to carry something all the way every week and come in here and leave with it because I'm worried about what somebody else that don't have my issue got to say. I just came in here to get some collective crying. Share, condition, synchronized, cry, calling. They did it together, y'all. But the third one is that it was a specific cry. Mm-hmm. Just talking about this cry. It's a shared condition, synchronized call. But it was a specific cry. King James says it like this. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Y'all, Jesus, I just talked about this last week, this mercy thing. This mercy is amazing because it means that I deserve something, but I'm asking you not to give it to me. Y'all so busy talking about grace, you forgot about mercy. Grace is you getting what you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve. I ain't saying we don't deserve leprosy, Lord, but can you at least get it off of me? Because you don't understand that a cry for mercy is an understanding. I shouldn't be here. Can't handle this. I've been in this struggle too long. I can't. Fannie Lou Hamer, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Specific cry. They didn't say, Jesus, do it for my brother. No. They didn't say, Jesus, cover my family. They didn't say, Jesus, give us some money. No. Jesus, have mercy on us. Not only is who's in the room with you important, but who you got close to you is important. Don't sit with me if you can't cry out with me. I'm sick of Secret Service saints. They enrolled in the army of the Lord, but they undercover. You don't know they fighting. You don't know they fighting. But they sitting here showing up with war wounds, and now you done sat beside me, mad at me, like you didn't sit beside me, like we not in a place where we ought to be crying out. Dude, this church, how was church Sunday? It was dead. I came to have good church every week. Call me delusional. I had church by myself. Y'all don't talk to me. I shouted at the end of this sermon 2 times already. Y'all hearing it for the 3rd time. This cry is collective. I just came to get with 2 or 3 of y'all to say. It is like me calling you, offering you a outing to eat, because I understand you should be hungry. Y'all want to go eat? Yeah. You want to be healed? Yeah. Did you get healed when you was praising by yourself? No. Did you keep praising? Yeah. Then your muscles are strong. Let's cry out together. Because if he didn't hear you by yourself, come lock in with me. And we're going to cry out together. Because he can't deny all of us. If. Oh, man. Jesus used the word, the animal to describe his people. He makes himself the shepherd. Because he calls us sheep. Not even going to talk about how crazy and dumb and how different sheep are. I'm just going to talk about how sheep only have one weapon. I seen somebody post an AI generated picture talking about sheep biting. I said, you need to go back to the farmhouse. Because this ain't no sheep. This is something dressed up looking like one. Because sheep don't bite. Not designed to bite. So if a sheep is biting you, you beat it until it get the wool off of you so we can find out what you really are. The only weapon of a sheep is that it has the audacity to get with other sheep. And when the wolf shows up, the sheep don't start standing on its hind legs fighting or start barking or start biting. No, they back into each other. And start making noise to get the shepherd's attention. That's why my cry out is important, because I'm getting 2 or 3 of y'all with me, and I'm hoping if I didn't get his attention by myself. I came for a cry together. Yeah. I didn't come to do this by myself. I came to get you with me. I don't want him to come if he gonna come just for me. God, get all us together. I'm sorry. The first thing is the collective cry. I said on that way too long. Second thing is a conditional cleanse. Jesus gives them some steps. Go show yourselves. He doesn't even respond to them talking. Don't say, how y'all doing? He doesn't say, is there anything you would have me to do for you? His first response in my Bible is in red writing. He says, go show yourselves to the priest. I'm sick of saints that got a word, but didn't take any obedient steps after the word, and then said God didn't do it, but you didn't do what he told you to do. You get up every Sunday. I say, God is leading us to sow today. We need us to sow. We need to do this. You don't sow. Then you sit here saying they just keep asking for money. But then it's another group that sowed when they was told to sow and got favor that showed up from the seed. And now you mad at them because they over here saying amen because I get another chance to sow. And you over here looking like you ain't got nothing to sow. And now you trying to figure out why your money's short because some of us are living on overflow of past due seeds. I'm living off of my obedience to what he said. You can get your healing. Did you step up? They didn't ask no questions. They didn't ask for clarity. They didn't say, well, you know, we can't go to the priest. That's who put us out. No. Same verse. And as they went, they were cleansed. The cleansing didn't happen when they cried out. Cleansing didn't happen when they got a word. Cleansing happened when they responded to the word. I told y'all I grew up Missionary Baptist. In Missionary Baptist Church, they wouldn't just read the Bible. They would read the Bible. When they got finished reading the Bible, they would say, the Lord bless the hearers and the doers. Because it's one blessing to hear it. Whole nother blessing. Because see, some people, I'm really done. Some people will celebrate the fact that they got a word. They come to church. Oh my God. God was in the room today. God really changed this. God really did this. God really did blah, 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 blah. But 2 hours later, they struggling the same struggle they had before. There's another group that gets the word. And the world calls them fanatics. They call them Jesus freaks. They call them all this other stuff. But I call them blessed because they say when I went in, I was like this. But now when I'm coming out, it's like this. Because I've been walking on the word I heard. Y'all, he didn't say heal yourself. First thing we see is the obedient steps. Second thing we see is the outward change. Right here in the text. The Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. We don't know how far the disease had gotten. But we know that it started backing up time every step they went to where Jesus told them to go. Okay. Pause, rewind, come back. Because I thought that would have hit different. Let me give it to you a different way. Jesus is walking through town. 10 lepers see him. 10 lepers cry out to him. Jesus responds to the 10 lepers. And the 10 lepers respond to the word from Jesus. And as they went, they were cleansed. And up until this point, We've never seen the ten broken apart. Pause, rewind, come back. Ten men that are sitting on the side of the road, they are put into a group together because of their issue. Jesus walks into the room. Jesus walks into the town. The men see Jesus from afar off, cries out from a distance. Jesus, have pity on us. Have mercy on us. And Jesus says, go show yourselves to the priest. The ten men grab their stuff, get up and go toward the priest. And the first time we see the ten broke apart was one of them had something on the inside of him that clicked and said, I don't need no priest. The first thing that broke them apart was the opportunity to return to Jesus. Because see, at some point, you can rock with us together. But the moment that I choose anything over Jesus, breaking up is hard to do. Neither one of us want to be the first to say goodbye. But you got to get out of here because I ain't going to no priest. Ooh, couple of things, y'all. Can I give you something for free? Then I'm gonna get to my last point. As a Samaritan, he couldn't even go to the priest. All right, y'all missed it. Couldn't even get in the temple. He couldn't even go with them people. Couldn't hang with them people anyway. They didn't even like them. So the fact he was walking to the priest was crazy enough in the first place. Y'all ready? First thing is a collective cry. Second thing is a conditional cleanse. You got to do something. Then the third thing we see is a committed comeback. But one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. Told y'all I was Missionary Baptist. Got this out of Missionary Baptist Church too. They would sing songs, and at the tag of the song, at the hook, at the end, they would do something over and over. They would sing the same part over and over. Work up a good lather in the church. People would stand up, and they would sing the same part over and over. And while the choir would sing the same part over and over, and over there, and over to, and over to, and over to, they would keep going over and over. And they would keep going over and over. But the problem was that there was a person normally standing out in front of the choir that was ad-libbing. And when they were ad-libbing, they would keep talking about stuff. And they would keep saying different things. You know, the more I call them, the better I feel. Y'all know the kind of stuff. They would say different stuff over and over. But one of the things they said made me think of the leper. They would say, I looked at my hands. I looked at my feet. They did too. Y'all ain't like that one. Old church preacher would say, show me what the leper did. Say, when I was down to nothing, he picked me up. Oh, stop. As they went, they were healed. He said, that's about enough healing, because if I got this better from that word, if I got to choose between the blessing and the blesser, I don't need no priest. Okay. I'm trying to slow me down to catch y'all up, so I'm trying my best. He looks, because I see it in my spirit. He's walking and bumps and boils. Now, we don't know if he still has scabs, scars, nothing. I don't know what he had. But he knew it wasn't leprosy. That don't even look like leprosy no more. Y'all, I just keep, God keep giving me revelation. He sees it. The text says he's turned around and broke rank with the nine.
Right.
Started heading back to Jesus. My favorite word. But he had a transferable skill. In verse 11 and 12, 13, they cried out, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said, right? Then, verse 15, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a... I need 10 of y'all when I started. My vocals didn't clear up. I want y'all to cry out with me and go back to Jesus with me. But if you won't, I will by myself. Okay, let me get out this revelation. The text says that the 10 cried out in a loud voice. Text said he cried out in a loud voice. Them crying out because they needed healing only got a response from Jesus. But him crying out because he chose Jesus got a conversation with Jesus. Their cry got a response. His cry got a conversation. Because we are so busy thanking God for the one. But I really went in prayer for the nine. Because the truth of the matter is that that's a 1 out of 10 success rate for conversion. Because 10 had the choice. 10 had the opportunity. I'm sick of selfish saints that won't educate people that used to be where I was. And when they get out of it, don't say, fool, turn around. You don't need no priest. You need Jesus. Okay, I'm really done. Because this literally means I'm not coming back by myself. This is a team sport. My praise is never meant to be personal forever. David says it starts personal, but it should end corporate. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. The most, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. When they hear and become glad, they become a group. Oh, magnify. I don't want to do this thing by myself. How dare I do this by myself? But the blessing in the text is, this is never about me. It's about telling you, choose Jesus.
Okay.
Why you preach this at the beginning of spiritual warfare? Why are you doing this right now? Why you feel like you on 10 and we just looking at you right now? It's because y'all don't understand. He already gave a word. You waiting on him to give you another word. But your maturity should have told you to choose him after you got the first word. You should have got enough from the first word to always find, y'all, to find yourself at the feet of Jesus. That's why I can't pick and choose what Sundays I come to church. That's why you can only make me so mad. Because I still want to see Jesus. If the leprosy returned, give me Jesus. Because I realized what I was walking from. And sometimes you have to understand God hadn't given you certain stuff because he don't trust you to do right with it when you get it. Okay. Watch this, y'all. You have to appreciate who brought the healing. I'm waiting for a day that it don't take much for the church to get excited. Especially when we say it's his.
Yes, that's
right. Yeah. I really get excited thinking about certain stuff over and over. Don't have to be new stuff. I'd be down and start singing songs to myself. Musician by heart. It's just naturally come to me. I'll be sad and start thinking songs.
Right.
So I can quote them while I preach. Because it's certain stuff that just gets me through.
Yeah.
So if it ain't scripture, it's songs.
Yeah.
So I can quote hymns like when waves of affliction sweep over your soul and sunlight is hidden from view. Just think of the goodness. Ain't nothing changed. I just keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, all hell break loose. I just start saying, it is well. It's well with my soul. It's well. It's well with my soul. And I just keep thinking about, because no matter what I do, I understood the assignment was always to pick him. Praise sometimes gets hard. It does. Praise gets hard because it's hard to praise God when he's snatching stuff. Because praise has to start at a personal place. I can only praise him for what he's done for me. And so when he starts taking stuff that he's done for me, it's hard for me to thank him because my maturity is challenged. But that doesn't mean praise stops. Because I got an extra that I tap into, which is called worship. And worship has nothing to do with me or stuff.
That's it.
It's just because of who he is. And then I just start thinking about it. I'm done. And they had songs that say, God is the joy and the strength of my. Don't go no farther. See, the problem is you take too much. Y'all doing too much. Because see, you might not have him move some stuff. You can't think about the stuff he moved.
Yeah.
I just stick right there.
Yeah.
And I just find my vamp right there. God is the joy and the strength of my. Then I repeat it again. God is the joy and the strength of my life. And I say it again. See, we got to get this collectively. We got to get this thing together. Because if you don't understand that he's the joy and the strength for your life, you won't appreciate him moving nothing. Because you can't control what he moves or who he moves. He'll move people you've been praying for him to keep. He moves. But I can't thank him for that. God is the joy and the strength. That's why I stay. And I stay there until I can say he's my all in all. But that's a level of maturity sometimes, y'all, I don't get to. When I'm down, when I'm crying, I just say, God is the joy. And I'm done. But I need you to understand this. You better learn to put some on your record player that you can always push play on to tell God thank you for. He moves. all pain, misery. That's when I finally get it. He promised to keep me. See, I can see y'all don't know how to talk about the promises of God. You thought the promises of God were for one thing, but the promises of God are what you quote to yourself when it doesn't seem like it's gonna come. When you feel like he's left you, say, promise to keep me, never to leave me. Never fall short of his. I got to fast. That's my part. Stay in the narrow. Keep my life clean. Y'all ain't ready, but if he do, I want to go with him. When he comes back, I've come too far, and I never. God is. Whatever you need him to be, wherever you need him to be, and however you need him to be. God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is the joy. God is the joy. You can stank with it till they start hitting you. You ain't think I could do it no more. It's all right. It's because it's been in my spirit all weekend. Anybody been depressed? Anybody been stressed out? Just speak over your doggone self. Fighting battles you thought you would never have to deal with. You just tell yourself, God. See, y'all singing it like it's cute, but you better learn how to sing that thing with your chest. You better say that thing like you mean it. God. My God. Now sing it like you mean it. I need three singers. Y'all ain't singing it like y'all mean it. Give me three. A soprano, an alto, and a tenor. Somebody, come quick. Cause see, I need somebody to lead us into worship. Because you thought this was about a sermon. This is about understanding the assignment. I'm sick of you not getting it. I just three of y'all. Can we get it like we mean it? God is?
God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is the joy and the strength of my life.
See, that's the problem we have right now.
God
is that
the
they singing and you feel like they singing to you. You should be singing with them.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is the joy and the strength of my life.
Say it again.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is the joy and the strength of my life.
God is.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is the joy and the strength of my life. God of pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave.
Never,
ever, ever come short of. with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I'll never turn back. But if God is, God is, God is,
going to open up the altar for altar prayer. So if you can come. Come on, keep your worship.
Short of his word, I've got to fast and pray. Stay in the narrow way. I'll keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him when he comes back.
Come on, keep worshiping him.
Far, and I never turn back.
Why? Come on, pour out your heart to him. My God.
Strength of my life. God is the joy.
My.
God is the joy.
Come on, declare it.
God is the joy.
Put him where he needs to be. In a driver's seat of your life.
Strength of my life. God is the joy.
So do it how you want to do it, God.
Moves all pain, misery and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me, never, ever come short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the narrow way, keep my life clean every day.
Come on, sing to him.
Promise to go with him when he comes back.
I've come too far.
And I'll never turn back.
Father, we thank you.
Come join us at Victory Community Church, the genesis of joy, where we are placing Jesus back at the center of the community. every Sunday at 10 a.m. under the leadership of Senior Pastor Otis Pettaway III. Experience victory with us, where we preach, teach, and praise with victory in mind.